featuring ex-offshore and land-based pirate radio DJs every Sunday on your favourite radio station. Welcome to the Overflow Sunday service on River Gibbs FM.
Hello there, you're listening to Oral Delights, part of the Overflow Sunday service on River Gibbs FM. A special feature this week, a look at an all-day event in Manchester taking place on April the 8th at the Pier Hat on Faraday Street in the Northern Quarter. And I've got a special guest, my partner in crime at German Shepherd Records, Ian Moss, who is dialing in from East Manchester. Hello, Ian.
Hello there, Bob.
Manchester Meltdown was running quite well for a number of years, and then that pesky COVID got in the way and we had to cancel the Cravats headliner at the Pier Hat. A four-year gap. But we're back at the Pier Hat, the final edition of Meltdown. Why now and why the last ever Meltdown?
The reason that it's now is because issues are forcing me to end my career as a singer in a band. It is I've got some heart complaints, and it's dangerous probably for me to continue. You make that decision, I could be sort of reckless and just carry on and bop till I drop, so to speak, but you've a responsibility to other people too, you know, to your bandmates and to the audience and to the people who put you on in their venues. And I don't want to end up being carried out of some venue and people feeling guilty somehow for my own recklessness. So having decided to retire, I desperately wanted to do something at the Pier Hat, and because the Meltdown series of shows had been kind of landmarks, I wanted to do one last Meltdown as well.
What's so special about the Pier Hat as a venue?
The Pier Hat has been a home from home for not just my band, but I believe for a kind of all the underbelly of Manchester music, all the people striving to do something interesting. It is a perfect place. It's run by people who are musicians themselves, and so fundamentally they understand what people require. It's very, very friendly. It's got a great atmosphere. As soon as I saw the stage, I went in before they'd really got going, and Dom took me down and showed me the stage, and just the room, the shape of the room with clear sight lines everywhere. I said to Dom, we must do something, and so we have.
Well, you've definitely got a fascinating lineup for this final edition of Meltdown. How did you go about selecting it?
I didn't want a lineup that was all kind of genre specific or age specific, and so I've tried to put a diverse lineup musically speaking, and there's some elder statesmen and there are some young bucks in amongst the lineup.
Was there anybody for the lineup that you wanted but you couldn't get?
Because the event falls on Easter weekend, there were people that I approached who were unable to play. 1919 with Ding, Lines, Adventures of Salvador, Glimmer Pit, Vice Vera. And it would have been nice having those, but equally, I'm very happy, very happy indeed with the lineup that we've ended up with.
Okay, let's have a look at the lineup in detail and talk about the artists and play some of their music. Let's start with Poppycock, a band that I've personally put on many times. What can you tell us about them?
Poppycock are great favourites of mine, and Una, who leads them and writes all the material, is a great friend of mine. I saw them last week at the Folk Horror Festival with a new revised experimental lineup that is probably the strongest lineup they've had. They are spectacularly good. The strength of the songs means they can never really be anything less than very good, but the membership seems to have bought into what the songs are really about, and they've really got their teeth stuck into it. So Poppycock was a no-brainer.
What's this about?
Nothing.
Lizard man. For some change, heads for the door, steps into a new page. Lizard man weighs only grams. Wrap in time.
Thank you.
I should point out for the uninitiated that Una is, of course, Una Baines, one of the founder members of The Fall. That was Poppycock and Lizard Man from the German Shepherd Malawi compilation released in 2016, still available on Bandcamp, as are all our releases. All proceeds from the sale of that album go to one of the many charities we support. Right, next up on the roster is Susan and Matt from Factory Acts. What can you tell us about them?
Factory Acts have figured large in my musical endeavours over the last decade. They've played pivotal gigs with Four Candles, with the Hamsters, and with Kilpretty. They're high quality band and high quality people. Matt and Susan are dear friends of mine, and people love them and the reason people love them is for what I've said. They've got huge integrity as people, but more importantly, the music is great. It's tuneful and it's insightful as well, and full of feeling.
From my cold, dead hands.
Siren sounds first. cars and freedom of mankind. The smoke in the air of our Concord prisons and Pearl Harbors is always smelled first by the farmers who come from their simple homes to find the fire and fight. Because they know that simple stuff resides in that blue stuff and blue steel. Something that gives you
Acts and Americans with Guns, not on German Shepherd Records, but released by another reasonably local label, Analog Trash. Great stuff. That's from the Second Amendment EP. Right, we were hoping to have the Harveys on the roster, but they've had to pull out. But you've managed to secure the great George Borowski. Tell us about George.
I'm absolutely delighted that George has been able to step in and fill the breach vacated by the Harveys, who were short of numbers due to the Easter break. And though they tried to do something as a reduced unit, it wasn't working for them. They didn't feel they'd do themselves justice. So I contacted George, who I've got to know pretty well over the last few years. And George is incredible. George is something of an elder statesman. I remember back in the 70s when my brother's band, the Frantic Elevators, rehearsed at TJM Studios. And like a lot of the young bands, they didn't know how things worked. They didn't know where to go to book a PA and things like that. And George was the wise counsel to them all and always willing to help people. And that remains to this day. George has got a heart of gold. He's such a lovely fella, as well as being a talented writer and musician. And on the stage is where he is at his absolute best, because he just gives up such a vibe of warmth and positivity, and makes you feel better about life. Gives you, if your faith in humanity is being rocked by what's happening around the world, George helps restore it a little bit.
Maybe now the time is right.
George Borowski there, and Into the Light. Okay, next up at Meltdown, we have the Manifestation Group, which features Pier Hat co-owner Nick Alexander. I've never seen them, so perhaps you can enlighten me.
The Manifestation Group are Nick Alexander's new band, and I'm not sure what I'm going to get, except that Nick is a true maverick spirit. And he tells me that he's very proud of this band. He's he came to visit me some months ago while he was in still in the planning stage, and he seemed to have a clear idea of what he was going to do. And I'd be thrilled to see what that is. He's always entertaining, and I'm sure. He's got interesting people involved, and it'll be darned insightful.
At first the word before the light, heard the bark before the bite, screaming men under demand, laid awake in a charmed state, and passed along to your device, Satan. Takes his prize, a measure of your children's flesh, dream rehearsing, hello is goodbye, no one has to know, and yes, it must be fair, I don't think that mother's coming,
Manifestation Group, and I Don't Think That Mother's Coming Home, recorded live at the Pier Hat, actually, and reminded me of early Jefferson Airplane to some extent. Interesting. Right, next up we have VVV, a band going back a very long way, have recently undergone a renaissance, and drummer Pete Slater was associated with one of our bands, Danny Cusick's Kit B, for a while. Why did you select them?
VVV are going to add a kind of dance element to proceedings. Again, there's a personal link in that Peter is a very old friend of mine. He's done me enormous favours. We DJed together in a past incarnation. Although he's a lot younger than me, in my more reckless days, he went out of his way to look after me. And that in itself would have been a good enough reason to have put VVV on. But on top of that, they're a really high quality band, and I think everybody's going to enjoy witnessing them and dancing along, basically.
Let's have some fun.
VVV and Ready Made Aid to Private Noise from their Payola album. Okay, next up, another new band to me and another duo, Slap Rash, who look very interesting indeed. What can you tell me about them?
Slap Rash are a male-female duo, young, vibrant, energetic. I suppose they're a kind of a punk band, but in the way that punk was supposed to be interesting, in the same manner that the Slits and X-Ray Specs and Buzzcocks were punk bands. It's punk with brains, so it's got all the energy and the firepower and sort of physicality that you associate with that. But it's also got wit and intelligence and tunes.
Worthless sadness radiates from my vocal cords. Anger and the beat is slowly cold on a winter's night, feeling lonely. Am I phony? Disposition feels less than punchy, maybe empty. How am I feeling? The black dot bars deeply in seething fury, reeling, causing premature aging.
Slaprash and Voice Lost, great stuff. Drum and bass for the 2020s, I suppose. Penultimate act is Sugarstone, who, if I recall, have played a previous Meltdown. Tell me about them.
I'm looking forward to having Sugarstone on the bill. Indeed, they played a Meltdown some years ago when they were not as fully formed as they are now. And they wiped the floor with all. They intimidated
some of the other bands. They were so good and so full of energy. They're a pop group with edge, skill. They play with precision. They play with their hearts and souls. They clearly enjoy themselves. They look fantastic, and they sound absolutely effervescent. I'm absolutely delighted to have them on. And as I said at the beginning of this piece, it's great having some young bands on the same bill as old bands. I really hate generic bills where everything's the same, or the same age, or look the same, or sound the same. This will definitely not be the case here.
So distressed, baby, I can't carry on. I'm lonely inside, I don't wanna fix what we've become.
Sugarstone and That's Intense. Okay, last but far from least, Four Candles and one of your last performances. What can we expect?
I don't know what it's going to be like. I'd imagine that it will be ragged and it will be full throttle and it will be bloody and sweaty. We've not played a gig for over a year. We did some recording at the sort of autumn time last year, and that was the last time we played. So we've not rehearsed as yet. We're going to have to get a couple of rehearsals under our belt. And you know, we'll light the firework and stand well back and see what happens.
Now, you mentioned some recordings there, and by the magic of radio, these have just arrived hot off the press from Ding at 6DB. I've had a listen. They're very, very good indeed. So let's have a world exclusive with the incredibly Moorish Axeman Jazz. What can you tell me about this track?
Axeman Jazz comes from an article that I was reading about turn of the century New Orleans, where a serial killer was running amok, breaking into women's homes and killing them with axes in gruesome style. And at some point, after a number of these barbaric slayings, there was a note found that said, "If you play jazz music, I won't kill you." And it was taken very seriously. And so every night, jazz blasted from all the bars and people's homes in New Orleans. And true to his word, the slaying stopped. Now, of course, it might be purely coincidental. He might have got knocked over by a bus or emigrated or something. But anyway, that is the story, basically, of the Axeman Jazz. And it was such a rich subject that I thought we should do a song about it. So we did.
Jazz!
Four Candles and Axeman Jazz from a forthcoming EP, I assume. It's not got a title yet, anyway. So, running from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. with £10 entry, the last stand of Manchester Meltdown is not to be missed. It's on the Easter weekend. Thanks very much, Ian, for joining me.
Cheers, Bob.
Now, if you want an advance ticket for Meltdown, you can go to the German Shepherd Records merch page, where you'll only have to pay £8. Then the nasty VAT man will add £1.60, so you'll get it 40p cheaper than you would do on the day. Right, so check it out. Or, as I say, you can turn up on the day, where Vicky will take your money on the door. OK, talking of things, Mr. Moss, let's have the latest single from the 52 Singles Project from Two Lost Souls. This is called Subsistence Level.
We joined a nudist colony as we could not afford clothes. Survival. We stole apples from orchards and were chased by well-fed dogs. Survival. We had too little to live on, but just too much to die. All we could do was carry on without really having a reason as to why. At survival level we strived, at survival level we were kept alive. For work we begged, we were poorly paid. Survival. And we never ever dreamed of holidays. Survival. We had too little to live on, but just too much to die. We had too little to live on, but just too much to die. We had too little to live on, but just too much to die. To keep a roof above our heads, our father worked himself to death. Survival. To this day, I can't stand waste. I don't even care about the taste. Survival. Systems of survival, survival mechanisms. Systems of survival, survival mechanisms. We had too little to live on, but just too much to die. All we could do was carry on without understanding the how or why. At survival level we strive, at survival level we were kept alive.
Two Lost Souls and Subsistence Level, a new single. Okay, it's time for me to go. Thank you for listening to Oral Delights, part of the Overflow Sunday service on River Gibbs FM. I hope you liked the special edition, and apologies for some of the quality of the audio. The telephone line wasn't quite as good as it should have been from Mosley. I'll leave you with some more from Ian Moss. He's got a new partnership with Paul Hartwig called Cracked Hands, and here's two tracks from a new single, Not Romantic and If I Can Do It. Goodbye.
Took a long, hard look at myself. I got a nasty surprise. I didn't like very much of what I saw. It made me realize, although I would never ever be an angel, I had faults that I could cure. It was time I did something about it. That much I was sure. And so, I changed myself in several ways. I made the changes stick. I examined my impulsive behaviour. I looked at my relationships. I resolved to be more thoughtful. Made myself a better friend. Where I had been out of line, I tried to make amends. And if I can do it, you can too. If I can do it, you can too. If I can do it, you can too, if you want to do it. I pondered over my bad habits. I was controlled by drink. If I saw something, I would just grab it without giving pause to think. And so I put away the bottle. I learned to moderate. Now I can listen to others' views. I disagree, but I tolerate. And I put aside my selfishness these days.